On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, looping and go to next timer, printing larger colored slides, and keying lower thirds. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, by the way. So if I don't answer them today, who knows, next week, week after that, something like that, I'll do my best to answer them. I've got a few in the queue, so it might not be immediate, but it could be that I'll get to you. So feel free to leave your questions below the video or drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. That's fine. Or hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. So let's hop into the questions. Brian Willard commented on one of my YouTube videos and said, I'm looking to do something and not sure if it's possible in ProPresenter. What I need to do is have a video play, then auto-advance to the next video, which should loop on itself until manually advance to the next, then auto-advance to the next, and then loop itself until manually advance to the fifth, until last video, which should stop at the end. Is this possible? Yep, no problem. No problem whatsoever. Basically, you've talked about how you would do it. So I think what I would do is first you need to make sure that all the videos that auto-advance at the end of the video, those have to be foreground videos. That's the first thing. The looping videos can be foreground or background. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you don't set the loops to next slide on anything. Don't set that at all. And then the last video should also be a foreground video, and it should end with stop. So you basically just change all the videos that go to the next video automatically. Those need to be foreground videos that are set to stop, and they need to have the slide go to next timer set on zero, because zero on a foreground video is how long after the last frame until it advances. So set it on zero, it'll auto advance to the next slide, which could be a looping video, which can go forever. Don't set a go to next timer, and then repeat. So what you've said, very easy to do. It might be harder to describe than it is to actually do it. Tracy via email asks, Hi Paul, I'm hoping you can help me. I would like to find a way, if possible, to export the text and retain the color attributes I have placed on the text within the slides. I've attached a screenshot to show you how it is exporting the text when I go to File, Export as plain text. Okay, I know there is an option to print the slides themselves, but the font isn't large enough even when I magnified the slides before printing. Thanks for your time. Okay, in ProPresenter 5, you can take screenshots of the output screen and then bring those up in preview as a contact sheet and print it that way. That's the way I would do it in ProPresenter 5. In ProPresenter 6, you can export the entire slide as an image and then, again, bring it up in preview. Or as your... So that should work perfectly fine. There's a couple other ways to do it, but I think that that'll do it. Exporting the text as rich text isn't supported, so there might be a way to do it. I just don't know how to do that. Devin via email asked, Hi Paul, my name is Devin. I work for a church in Georgia and came across your videos. online and thought maybe you could help me with something that I can't seem to figure out. I'm trying to get text to overlap live video. For example, our pastor is on the screen. I would like to be able to put his verses up in a banner across the bottom of the screen. We use an iMac with ProPresenter 5, two Canon HD video cameras, and a Roland V40 HD video switcher. These go to Christie HD projectors and a few TVs throughout the church. Any suggestion on how to make this happen? I know it has to be something fairly simple, but I just can't figure it out. I can just T-bar the switcher to do like a half-and-half type deal, but not quite what I'm looking for. Thanks in advance for any advice you may have, Devin. Okay, what you want to do is called a key. So what you were doing is like a half cross-dissolve. Works, but you're right, it's not exactly what you're looking for. That's kind of the way they did it in the, I want to say the 50s, was that until they discovered keying. So in order of the best way to key, alpha channel. Alpha channel is the best way to key when you're doing text over video, because you can have gradations of transparency. So you're not removing any one color, you're just removing, you have basically a cookie cutter that you create that says remove this, and then there's gradation, so it could be a slowly dissolving thing. Unfortunately, your switcher doesn't allow that, even though ProPresenter does. So we're going to move on. The next thing you could do is a chroma key. Now, a chroma key you might be familiar with from the weather person standing in front of a green screen, and they remove the green and put the weather map behind him or her. That's actually a fairly good way to do stuff in with graphics over live video, because you just make your graphic so it doesn't include that one color. So that's actually a pretty good way to do it. You can do any of the primary video colors. So I've seen red or magenta, green or blue. But since blue is so common, you might not want to use that. Since green, that might also be common, you might want to stick to magenta, actually. So, or you might want to switch it from graphic to graphic, depending on what you're using. I'd try and stay on a Sunday to a single color that you remove. But you get that dialed in earlier in the week, and then you don't touch it. That's what I would do. That switcher also has a Luma key possibility. Now, the downside of Luma key is, depending on how well it's implemented, and lower-end switchers don't tend to implement these as well as they could, it sometimes is not picky enough about the amount of white or black, which is what Luma stands for, luminance, brightness or darkness, and it removes that. So I've had a problem before where it's removed all black from the signal, all of it, and therefore the white text just blended in with something light colored in the background. No good. On the other end of the spectrum, you could imagine you remove all white from the signal and the black text blends in. So in some switchers, you can adjust that with the clip adjustment, and then you have less of an issue. But I haven't actually used the Roland V40 HD, so I'm not sure how sensitive it is and how well it would work. But I do want to say that I think I do a chroma key. Look in the manual on how to do it. It doesn't look all that difficult, and you're not going to have the lighting issues of doing chroma key with a person against a background, because you've got an even color in the graphic that you create in ProPresenter or in Photoshop that you display in ProPresenter, etc. So that's the way that I would do it if I were you. So how about you? Did that answer one of your questions? If not, no big deal. Just drop me a line. As I said, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or leave your comment below the video. If you like this content, I would love to have you on my mailing list. I'm actually working on a newsletter tonight as I'm recording this a little in advance, and so I'd love to send that off to you. You'll probably miss this one, since I'm hoping to send it before the video premieres, but that doesn't mean you have to miss all of them. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and then you can get a free church tech gift and a subscription to my newsletter. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com.